2026 opening of school webinar. Let me start by saying how excited we are to see everyone here next week and welcome you to our Titans family. My name is Roy Fink, and as most of you guys know, I work with our international students here in the admission office. Today, we will go over some key information and answer any questions you may have about the opening of school. Lastly, if you have any questions during the webinar, please click on the Q&A button at the bottom of the Zoom toolbar and add your questions, and we'll answer those throughout the meeting. Now, let me pass this to Ms. Shaw, our Director of International Students.
Good morning. I'd like to reiterate what Roy just said. We are all very excited. Although the summer seems far too short, we're very excited to see fall coming, and we're looking forward to welcoming you on our campus. In order to make your transition from home to school as simple and as easy as possible, we have a few tips to share with you. If you read your parent e-news from last Friday, you're already familiar with the advice that I have to give. I'm going to recommend that you prepare a travel packet for yourself. I myself use a page protector, very simple, nothing fancy is necessary, but in there put copies of your passport, your visa, your I-20, your enrollment contract, and maybe a little some phone numbers. Put your AOD number in there on a piece of paper that you put into your carry-on or your backpack. And then, if you need it at any point, all of the important documents that you need will be in one place and will be easily accessible to you. Speaking about phone numbers, the AOD number, which has been published, and I'll say right now quickly, 413-284-9042. Put that into your phone right now. Put it onto your document page. Have that handy. If anything comes up during your travels, if your flight is delayed, if you are going through the airport and something delays you, or you're pulled aside for a closer inspection of your documents, call the AOD number, because what we want to know is that you're here, you're at the airport, and then we can make arrangements to be there when you arrive. That's very, very important for you. Speaking about going through customs, most of you are going to be coming through Boston. Boston is going to be a very busy airport next week. We have students coming in for other private schools and also for colleges and universities. So you can expect that there might be some delay. You might be asked to provide some additional information that you're not used to providing. There are new regulations in place. Somebody might ask to see your social media. So before you come, make sure all of those things are cleaned up and represent the person you want to be when you get here. If you have that delay, and I want to emphasize delay, it's not a problem. It's just going to be somebody asking questions. Just let us know so that we know where you are and how much time we have to allot before we can expect to see you. After you leave customs, you'll go into the main part of the airport and you'll see a greeter. The greeter is going to be holding a sign, so they'll be easy to recognize as being there to pick you up. It's very important for us to make a simple connection, and I'm sure your parents will want to know also that you've arrived safely and you're in the hands of the school. A picture of that sign is going to be available in our parent e-news that's being published this Friday. Start checking your emails. This is the only way we have to communicate with you now. And if there's anything important, we want to get it to you about travel, about whatever, dorms, about registration. So be checking your email. And on Friday, please read the parent e-news. I think for now, that's all I have to contribute to our conversation. So I believe Mr. Shea, Dean of Residential Life, is going to talk to you about some things to expect when you get to campus.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Shao. Good morning, Titans and Titan families. We are, as you've heard a few times, very excited to see everybody showing up to campus in a very short few days from now. The dormitories are ready, campus is ready, classrooms are ready, and we are very excited to see everybody start making their arrivals to campus. I'm Mr. Shea. I'm the Dean of Residential Life. Similar to the adventure you are all about to embark on, I was also once a student here at WMA. I started as a seventh grader in the middle school, and graduated from the upper school back in 2008. And I am now in many years of being back on the other side, post-student, and now faculty member, coach, and dean of residential life. So I have experienced many of these stages and activities that you are all getting ready to try for your first time and joining our community. And we are very excited to have you all join us. As Michelle mentioned, that AOD, Administrator on Duty phone number, is going to be very important in your travel time and in your time here as a student. If you ever need anything, something changes, I will be the person answering that phone for the first week and weekend of school. So you know my face and my voice. And when you call, I will be the one helping to take that information and help you to navigate whatever we need to, whatever we need to accomplish. That being said, we are also working on getting everybody's shuttles to campus prepared through the Arrival to Campus Google form. I've received many students' arrival information, but I have not received everyone's. If you are a student or a family who has not completed that arrival form, I really ask that you try to accomplish that by today or tomorrow so that I can really tidy up these shuttles, make sure that every new student who is arriving to campus without their family has the opportunity to get a ride from us with good communication. If you can fill that Google form out today or tomorrow, that would be very helpful. From there, I will be reaching out to your email addresses that you have been using in the admission process to let you know of the shuttle details that will best fit your arrival schedule, so that we can get you to campus safely, securely, and pretty quickly. As Michelle mentioned, when you arrive to the airport, there will be a WMA faculty or staff member in the airport waiting for you with a sign that says, "Welcome to WMA." Michelle also mentioned that there will be a preview photo of what that sign looks like in this Friday's parent e-news. You could feel free to take a screenshot of that image just to have it safe on your phone so that you know that when you see the sign, it is the sign that you're looking for. And we will also again share details via email of the person's name who will be holding that sign waiting for you so that you can have a really nice introduction when you arrive. Coming up on Tuesday, August 19th from 10 to 12 is when our first official part of orientation and registration begins. From 10 to noon on Tuesday is formal registration time. That will be taking place in our athletic center. You'll come to the athletic center. And you'll get your folder, your room key, information about your schedule that is available at that time. And from there, you will be able to go to your dormitory and start getting moved in with your parents. If a student is traveling alone on Monday, school will be here and open and available. We do have some students coming in and getting shuttles to campus on Monday, the 18th. If you are one of those students, we will have dinner available for you that evening. There will be prefects in the dorms waiting to meet you and help you move in that day. So you will not be alone on campus. You will have people and programs happening around you, and everything should work out pretty excellent. So before I pass on to Miss Beato Davis, I just really put out one last reminder about the arrival to campus form so that we can make sure that we are prepared for your travel plans. And we will make sure that we arrange everything, but we need the information ahead of time. Please, it would be very difficult if you showed up to the airport hoping for a shuttle and have not filled out the arrival to campus form. Then there would probably be some awkward waiting time, some uncomfortable waiting time, but we will still make it happen for you. The dorm supply list, if anybody is curious, that has also been posted in the parent e-news. Some parents and students have been beginning to ship items to campus from an online resource. If you need to ship pillows, blankets, sheets, towels, anything like that to campus, that is totally fine. We ask that you make sure that you keep your students' full first and last name as the recipient to that package, as well as using the school's main address, 423 Main Street in Wilbraham, Massachusetts. And that should also be posted in the parent e-news for folks as well. But now would be a time to start those online orders. Our mailroom is open and processing those orders as they've already started to come in. We will have boxes arranged and waiting for your student with their name on them when they get here in the mailroom. And I think that's all from me in the Dean of Residential Life role. Again, I look forward to meeting all of our new Titans here soon. Fill out that arrival to campus form for us, please. And can't wait to see everybody soon. Thank you very much. And now on to Ms. Beato Davis.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shea. And just a reminder for all of our families, Ms. Dunbar will be sending out any of the links or any of the forms or electronic things that are mentioned here this morning. So, for example, that transportation form you will be receiving shortly. Anything I mentioned, for example, related to uniforms or blazers, you're receiving a link to that as well. It's also in the parent e-news, but we just want to make sure that all of our families have that very important information. And now on to me. My name is Sylvia Beato Davis. I'm the Director of Community and Belonging here. My role here emphasizes student-facing leadership, accountability for inclusion and representation. Some of the matters my office oversee, for example, touch on cultural education and celebration, as well as advising student affinity spaces such as our Asian Student Alliance, our Black Student Union, our Muslim Student Union, among other social identity spaces. If you have any questions at all about what community and belonging looks like for us here at WMA, I urge you to look at our website. And I think Ms. Dunbar can also probably send a link out to our website regarding community and belonging as well. But for right now, I really want to take just a few minutes to guide you through what your time will look like after registration on Tuesday. You and your child will enjoy a family dinner with us on Tuesday night. That's August 19th. The family dinner will conclude the parent participation of International Student Orientation until Saturday or Sunday. This means you'll say goodbye to your children on Tuesday night until you see them again on Saturday. This is really important to remember because it's imperative that our students are fully engaged on campus and present in all of the orientation programming we have planned for them from Wednesday through Friday. However, like I said, parents are welcome back on Saturday. That's starting at 11 for our opening of school barbecue and Sunday for matriculation. On Monday, the 25th, orientation will take place for all students. So this includes our non-boarding and returning student population. Tuesday, the 26th, is convocation and the first day of classes. Afternoon program will also start on Tuesday. So, this means that students should be prepared with their assigned afternoon activity. Please consider any important things your students might need, such as uniform or otherwise, in order to be successful. I know we reviewed the dress code at length, but I just want to take a moment here to review what dress code will look like for these first 3 days of school. In general, please remember we have three categories of dress code. This will become very natural to you once you're with us for a few weeks, but I just want to review that briefly. The first category is formal dress code. The second is business casual, which will be most days of the week where students have class. And the third category, I'm sorry, is casual dress code, which is reserved for special occasions and the weekends. Since the opening of school will look a little differently, please listen to how dress code should be followed starting on Sunday, August 24th, which is matriculation. Students must be in formal dress code. This means no jeans, no t-shirts. We expect button-down shirts, belts and ties, blouses and slacks. If students choose to wear skirts, they must be 4 inches above the knee and no shorter. On Monday, we will have Titan Fest. Students may be in casual dress code. We'll be outside. There'll be games on the lawn. It will absolutely be warm. So please plan to dress accordingly. And then Tuesday the 26th is convocation and the first day of classes. So again, this means that students will be in formal dress code. So to review really quickly, Sunday is formal, Monday is casual, Tuesday is formal. And again, Ms. Dunbar will be sending out a link with a description of what dress code looks like for here at WMA. And within that description, you can click on a link to purchase your blazers if you have not done so already. Again, any questions, we're happy to answer in the chat or the Q&A. But for now, I'm going to pass it on to my colleague, Dr. Gadsden Gill, who'll be reviewing any important information you will need to be successful for your classes. Thanks, everyone. We're really excited to meet you all.
Thank you, Ms. Beata Davis. My name is Dr. Gadsden Gill. I am the Upper School Dean of Studies here at WMA. This is my second year at the Academy, so I'm excited to get to know each and every one of you. To back up a little bit, during our orientation week on Wednesday, all of the international students will be sitting for course placement testing. Okay. We will do our best to find the courses that will find where the students will find their success in each of their courses and be placed correctly in their progression. We will work diligently to get those turned around as fast as possible, and drafts of your schedules will be available to you on Friday, August 22nd. From that point, we will have our all-school orientation again on Monday the 25th, and that's when you will find your books for all of your classes. You'll be oriented to all of your classes and you'll get your books on that day. During that weekend, you will also meet your advisor and start the advisor program. The advisor will work hand in hand with the dean's office to make sure that the students are adjusting properly to campus, adjusting to the rigors of the courseload, and just monitoring their overall progress. That is the update from the dean's office, and I will pass it back to Ms. Dunbar.
Thank you so much. So again, I am Elise Dunbar. I have worked at WMA for 10 years in admissions and then recently moved to the role of Director of Family Engagement, which I'm super excited about. I have two children that started in grade 6. My son is a senior this year, and my daughter is about to begin her second year of college. And both of them absolutely loved their WMA experience. In terms of family engagement, you'll learn a lot during registration, in terms of the family engagement calendar that we have planned for this year. And also, as Mrs. Beato Davis mentioned, on Saturday the 23rd, we'll have our family barbecue. And then we are having a new event this year. It's a parent fun parent kickoff, which is going to be held on Friday, September 12th. But again, you'll get all this information during registration on Tuesday the 19th, as well as on Saturday the 23rd. As everyone has mentioned, so thank you everybody. Yes, Parent E-News is your source for everything. So again, that comes out every Friday. It has lots of information. And again, throughout the year, we'll have a ton of information that will have the live stream links, that will have photos from all the events that we're having on campus. As my role, I always want to make sure, especially our boarding families, they feel part of the WMA community as well. And we do a great job with our communications department about sharing all the amazing programming that's happening here. So again, that you can feel part of the community, and in the know of all the great, experiences that your child is having. So with that, we didn't have many questions today, which is hopefully a very great thing. But do know that anybody on this email, or anybody on this webinar, you can reach out to. All our emails were in the most recent Parent E-News. But if you don't have that information, you'll also be getting an email from me. So please, please, please don't hesitate. This is a super fun, but can also feel like an overwhelming experience. So we are here to support you and excited to support you. So please don't hesitate to reach out to any of us with any questions that you have, as we prepare to see you this time next week. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to be part of this webinar. We're so thankful, and we are just, like I said, all of us just thrilled to have the school year begin. So thank you, and that concludes our webinar for today. Bye-bye.